Hello and welcome to the first Midweek St Mirren show of 2016. I'm your host Sabaris Ali, and as ever I'm joined by Dalen Doherty. On today's show we look back on Saturday's derby victory against Morton at Capello, and we look ahead to the first Foot Friday as St Mirren gets set to take on Partick Thistle in the Scottish Cup at the Paisley 2021 Stadium on Friday night. We'll also be looking at some Scottish Cup memories as we talk to Tony Fitzpatrick about the 1987 Scottish Cup winning side.
This is St Mirren Radio, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.
First though, Lawrence Shankland's first half header was enough to give St Mirren the points against Renfrewshire rivals Green at Morton at Capello last Saturday. St Mirren Radio reporter Lewis McKenzie caught up with the striker at full time.
Yeah, most importantly, we got the win today here away at Morton. It was good to start the year on a high. We've got having a rival, so delighted with that, and also delighted to grab the goal, and that's 3-3 now, so I've got a wee pattern to build on.
And how have you found working under Alex Ray? Has that been a part of it, or is that a way to kind of explain your recent good form?
Could be a part of it, yeah, the way he's wanting us to play, and maybe we're a bit more organised and creating more chances for myself to get goals, and it's important that we get chances because most importantly we need to do that so that we can score goals, and maybe it has made an influence, yeah, but I think it's a lot. We've worked hard as a team, and today we came here, we showed how good we can be.
And we even saw from your celebrations, obviously, you know, passionately celebrating it, and it must be great to give some back to the St Mirren fans who came here today as well.
It is, because they've not had it easy this year. Obviously we are where we are in the table now, and we'll be looking to build on that, so it's good when they come away to our rivals and we can give them that performance and that win, and they'll be pleased.
And next up you've got Partick Thistle as well. You're hoping to make it 4-4?
Yes, Scottish Cup game, and maybe is that aye, Scottish Cup game, and we'll be looking to put in a performance against Partick Thistle, they're a top league side, and we'll give it a go there and see how we get on.
Lawrence Shankland there speaking to Lewis McKenzie after scoring his third goal in three games under Alex Ray. Lewis also caught up with the manager after the game to get his thoughts on a win.
Oh, it feels great. I think the important thing was in how we bounced back from the disappointment last week. And I think the fans have gone away really happy today, you know, beating the local rivals. But for me, it's more important to actually just bounce back, get the 3 points and then kind of move forward.
And what was it you said to the players ahead of the game today? Were you just looking to try and get 3 points, as you say?
Well, the thing is, I think an important thing was to be a lot more compact than we were last week. I was really disappointed in our shape last week. We've done some work this week and what we're expecting, and being specific about what was required. And you saw that today, their application, and you know, they took some of the information on board. And no, it was a hard-fought 3 points, and we're delighted.
And obviously the St Mirren fans as well were jubilant at the end, obviously delighted with the win. It must be great to give them the kind of victory today as well.
Aye, well the thing is, listen, hopefully there's plenty more good days ahead. We just want to try and build something. We've only been in the door a couple of weeks. And it's difficult, you know, in terms of we're hoping to bring one or two in, but it needs to be the right players who's going to complement what we've already got. And, you know, the next couple of weeks will be, hopefully we can get one or two in. And we need one or two in just to kind of bolster what we've already got, and we just want to keep building really and try and keep on the front foot.
And are there any areas of the park you're looking to bolster in particular?
Well, listen, if there's good players come available and we can do that, we're probably looking at players who may be able to do a couple of positions so that, you know, they're a bit more versatile rather than specific. So, you know, we're looking to add that way.
And one player already in the ranks, Lauren Shankland, obviously in really good goal-scoring form. That's the third in three games he's got. You must be absolutely delighted with the goal-scoring form.
Listen, I'm delighted and pleased that he's on the run that he's in. It's important for any team for someone to kind of pitch in with the goals. And he could have maybe had another one at the death. But I said to him beforehand, you know, he's looked sharp in training. He's putting in a right good shift because he's leading the line himself. And no, to a man a day, I thought they were great.
And going ahead to the game against Thistle, what would your preparations be throughout the week for that?
Well, we'll have the players in tomorrow. You know, we have to get a recovery tomorrow and prepare properly, which we always do. And we have to respect Thistle, the run they're on at the moment. And we'll get the match report and the DVD, and then obviously go about how we're going to try and get a positive result against them.
So St Mirren made it 2 wins from 3 games under new manager Alex Ray at the weekend as they came out on top in the Renfrewshire derby. So Dalen, what do you make of the game there on last Saturday?
I think St Mirren, you know, they had a more compact shape about them, as Alex definitely spoke about in his interview. I think that was an excellent result, you know, to go to Morton, where they were probably expected to be beaten. You know, just looking at the two teams' different form, you know, Morton, more than not this season, have played very well, but St Mirren this season, they haven't been consistent. And I feel, you know, a lot of fans, maybe on social media and Twitter, had a wee wry smile on Saturday when they made it like over 16 years still since Morton has managed to beat them competitively. And but I don't think they would have been forgiven, or no, I don't think it would have been forgiven for them to think that, you know, they could have went there and lost. But, you know, for the Morton point of view, that really, that bad run seems to continue, and that's a good thing for this club.
How important was it to get that victory, given that the week beforehand they were outplayed against Livingston, and they were dangling in the relegation playoff spot, but well, they now moved out of it.
After the Livingston game, they dropped down to ninth, which is, when you look at the table, that was an awful position to be in, for the fact that, you know, you're in the relegation playoffs. I mean, I think if this club had to finish in the relegation playoffs, I don't think they would be relegated. I think they would be good enough to stay up. Still, they don't have to go through the amount of games that the other clubs in the League One do. But getting that one lifted them out of that position, and hopefully under Alex Ray, they can get a string of results together so that they can press on and get into the top half of that table, and get away from the bottom half as much as possible. You know, they are a bigger club than people take them for, St Mirren. So, and around the names around them in that league, they certainly should be moving away from them.
Myself and you discussed a kind of formation change possibly during the Livingston game towards the end of the show.
Yeah,
they switched up St Mirren.
Yeah, they did. I think we spoke about, I mean, going back about a week or so now. I mean, young enough, but I don't think my memory's that great. But I think we spoke about moving from a 4-4-2. I like 4-4-2, but I just don't think it was working. I think there's too many kind of flair players played in centre midfield, and I just don't feel it was working. And they moved back to, you know, either a 4-3-3 or a 4-2-3-1 with a solitary striker up top. So it's certainly worked going to Morton and moving Marlon into the number 10 role, it looked like. But we'll wait and see. It's still only one game, and it's getting the consistency which has been lacking for St Mirren so far this season.
You mentioned there about the solitary striker. That striker's Lawrence Shankland. Now, he only scored 2 goals in the kind of entirety of Ian Murray's reign, but he's now scored 3 in his last 3 under Alex Ray. Do you think he's been given a new lease of life under the manager?
Well, some players will obviously react differently to managers changing, and I think you just need to look at the situation down in the English Premier League with Chelsea. You know, the players couldn't buy a win, and now a lot of the players are looking a lot better, like the likes of Diego Costa and stuff. So you can see, like, that can be applied to St Mirren in the sense that some players get a new lease of life, as you say, with a new manager coming in, and Lauren Shankland might be that kind of player. You know, he's certainly on fire. That's 3 goals in 3 games. Hopefully he keeps it up. As a striker, he needs to be scoring goals, and it's what St Mirren needs. You need a guy who's going to put the ball into the back of the net, that's for sure.
Now, as everyone knows, the transfer window is open. We've had a few suggestions in on Twitter. Carslow98 says that Cammy Bell would be good on loan, along with Aidan Nisbet. Mark Ridgers is back, and he might be presumably fighting with Jamie Langfield for that goalkeeper position. And at St Mirren Active says, Scotland, remember, you can send us in your thoughts and some possible transfers at St Mirren Radio. So, Dalen, what do you think St Mirren need in this transfer market?
I think they need someone in the midfield that's going to break up a lot of play. I'd be reluctant to name names because, you know, I'm not a scout or anything, but I'd like to see someone that's going to break up a play. I think they've missed Jim Goodwin in there. But they could use, with no disrespect to Jim, a man with a bit of younger legs that can, you know, put yourself about. Who that is, I'm not quite sure, but that's the type of player I'd be looking at. And, it's funny, Aidan Nisbet and Scott Allen. I think Aidan Nisbet's more of a likely one. I don't think Scott Allen's going to come to the club. I think it'd be very hard to get Celtic to get him to release them for 6 months. But I think they really need somebody in there that's going to be defensive more than anything. They've got a lot of players in there that can get goals already, but just getting them to create or score the goals is the problem, and I'm sure Alex Ray will be working on that.
You mentioned there about a kind of solitary midfielder. Do you think St Mirren also need a leader at the back, maybe another defender in?
Yeah, certainly. You just touched on it there. I think that is another type of player that St Mirren would be looking at, I think. Andy Webster and Jack Baird have been quite constant so far, but like somebody else in there to kind of challenge that. I know Craig Reid's left now to go over to back to Motherwell, and but I think it would have been quite interesting, you know, seeing another kind of defender in there. You know, they move Watson into centre defence, so I think they're looking at that, maybe moving another centre defender in to challenge Baird and Webster. No, Baird's a young lad still, and Webster's a very experienced player, so I think maybe someone in between that kind of age group would be more ideal for them.
Attacking wise, they look decent, Simon, but do you think they still need that kind of odd flair player? They have a Stephen Mallon in there, but sometimes he's a bit.
Stephen Mallon's a great player on his day, and I think he's still a young guy in the sense that you have to, you know, get consistency in his game, Sabaris. So I think they do need another kind of flair player, but I don't think it's a priority other than the other two positions. And it was good to see Mark Ridgell's back. You know, he had a very decent game at Ibrox in the first game of the season, made some wonderful saves, and I don't think it can be any detrimental to Jamie Langfield having someone there to challenge as well as coach along the way.
Moving on now, and our reporter James Hunter caught up with Scottish Cup winning legend Tony Fitzpatrick this morning to get his Scottish Cup memories ahead of Friday night's game against Partick Thistle.
Yeah, it was great memories, to be fair. There seemed to be a feeling about, we weren't doing fantastic in the league, as you've probably seen that year, but the real buzz was the cup ties, and it started at home against Inverness Thistle, and we really struggled in that game, and we ended up, we won the game. And as you say, we went for their Race Rovers as well, got a narrow. But as we started to progress through the cup, as you say, I was injured, but I was in every day and I was wired up with my jaw and I had a bad knee injury as well. But you could sense what the cup was, you could feel it. You know, even for the manager, Alec, was always at the very first, I remember his first team talk at Inverness, although I was injured, I was sitting there and he says, we're playing this team today. Now, their ambitions is to beat St Mirren, but our ambitions is, and we're capable of winning the Scottish Cup. And I thought it was a great moment when Alex said that, and I believed that myself, because it's 5 games, really, when you think about it, to win a Scottish Cup. But it was a fantastic time about the club, and as I say, as we went through, as we progressed through, and it's true what they say, you always get a bit of luck. You always see when you're names written on the cup. I believe that now. I didn't at first. I thought, nah, you do earn it. You've got to go out and play the games. But if you look through what happened through that cup that year, was incredible. No, the first two Race Rovers with Big Peter getting the winner, I think it was, and Morton were in front of us, and they were right on top of us, and we got a penalty, and things like that, just wee things. Deserved the penalty, but wee things that changed games. And Hearts were without a lot of their major players in the semi-final, no taking it away from us again. But as I say, all these sort of things, Dundee United had played a... I'm sorry if I'm taking this away from us, but it wasn't. We had to earn it, really earn it. But as I say, I was just trying to get across, when your name's on that cup, sometimes that journey, you get that bit of luck we all need in life.
So you mentioned there a little bit about how cup ties were always a buzz. Yeah. What was it like beating Morton at Capello? Is winning a derby game in the cup always a wee bit more special?
I think so. I think winning any derby game against Morton is special. I've been brought up, I've been here since I've been a young kid, and even for the Alec Ferguson days, it was really drilled into you. One game we must win is the Morton game. And I suppose all in the world, everybody rivals the same as theirs, but I've always had that. And as you say, that year especially, as I say, away at Capello, you know, they're leading, and All Saints just came marching on, and they got there and they fought through it incredibly, and it was a special. As I say, every victory against Morton special, but I think that year it was good to beat them on the way to win the Scottish Cup.
You mentioned as well playing Hearts in the semi-final. Yeah. Without some of their bigger stars, though, they had got to the final the season before. Yeah. What was it like getting towards that semi-final stage and knowing that the team was only one win away from the final?
Well, that's the big thing, and credit to the boys. I mean, played really well that day. I don't care. When I said that, they had players that they did. They had four or five players suspended, injured, whatever it was. But Hearts had a strong squad at that time, though. There was, you say, they were up there challenging for the league. They got to the cup final the year before, so it was all good players that came in. It wasn't a sort of second-rated players. So, but we played very, very well. A semi-final is a very hard thing to play in because everybody, it doesn't matter how experienced you are, the nerves are there. And I thought St Mirren played really, really well against Hearts in the semi-final. Probably played better in the semi than we did in the final, to believe it or not, football-wise. But no, it was a real special night, Hampden as well, and the crowd in, and it was just a really great day.
So we also talked about before this, you were injured most of the season, but you managed to get back kind of to fitness in time for the final. You made the bench. What was it like for you personally to have managed to get back just in time for the final?
I mean, they talk about luck in life, they talk about dreams, and I mean, I always wanted to be in a Scottish Cup final and be captain of St Mirren to win it. A lot of the dreams came true. It ended up Billy on the day was captain, which was fantastic. Great friend as well. But you see, I was injured mostly. I never played in any cup ties, hardly played at all, and it was a couple of weeks before. We were playing Rangers the last game before. We went to Hampden 2 weeks later, and Alex Smith had a quick word with me, and he was saying, "How are you feeling?" And I never had played, and he says, "Listen, I'm going to give you a bit of the Rangers game and see how you cope, because you've been training hard," and he knows I wasn't match fit, so there was no way I could play in the game. But he says, "Maybe we could get you on at some stage if you're needed or whatever." I couldn't run anyway, but I wouldn't be able to run that day. So just maybe to go on the ball and slow things down. And I got through the Rangers game, did all right actually, but I was completely exhausted. But it was enough to get me on the bench. Alex said, "Right, okay, we'll get you on." And it was just a dream.
That was Tony Fitzpatrick there, giving us his memories from a Scottish Cup run in 1987. That full interview will be available to those outside the UK and Ireland on St Mirren TV at half-time during the Partick Thistle game, and it'll also be on St Mirren Radio 2, where commentator Stephen Bark will be joined by John Hillcoat on commentary. If you're outside the UK and Ireland and you want to watch the St Mirren Partick Thistle game, you can for just €6.99 by signing up to www.smfcuws.tv. Now, we played this before on St Mirren Radio, but UWS student Johnny Clark caught up with Cameron Howison just before Christmas and found out what link Cameron Howison has to St Mirren and the Scottish Cup.
It's a remarkable story. When Cameron Howison joined St Mirren in the summer of 2015, he joined a club which his great-granda once won the Scottish Cup for, all the way back in 1926. In that Scottish Cup final, some 89 years ago, Jimmy Howison scored the winner as St Mirren beat Celtic by 2-0. What makes this story even more remarkable is that Cameron had absolutely no idea of his great-grandfather's achievements until he moved to Paisley.
I didn't really know about him. It's all hit me when I got told by I got emailed in by a fan, so it was all new to me. And then obviously when I found out, I started researching, asking my dad and all that information about him, and it's actually really cool to obviously have someone like in my family done years ago playing for St Mirren, and obviously he done something really great with the club, and I'd love to do that in the next few years coming.
Cameron admitted that if he is to follow in his grandfather's footsteps and be a success with St Mirren, then this is a big year for him. The 20-year-old signed a one-year deal with the Buddies, with the possibility of a one-year extension if he performs in Paisley.
Oh, it's a big season for me, and obviously coming down from England, it was a big decision coming down here. I wanted to play football, and I played a wee bit, not as much as I'd like. I'd like to stay in the team, be more consistent. it's been tough. Not, I don't think I've been able to express myself as I want to. I'd rather play through the middle or express myself through the middle, but obviously we've got the players here, and when I have played, I played out the left, and I thought I'd put a good shift in, but obviously not being in the team the last few weeks, so I've just got to keep battling and try to get back in the team. So this year is a big year for me. I need to start playing and get my career up and going again.
The future is certainly bright for Cameron Howison, but whether he's playing through the centre as he wants or on the left, the youngster's a lot left to prove at St Mirren. Jonathan Clark, UWS News, Paisley.
An incredible story there if you didn't already know that. Cameron Howison's great-grandfather scored a winner for St Mirren in the 1926 Scottish Cup final. Now, you've been getting in touch on Twitter with some of your Scottish Cup memories ahead of the Foot First Friday. Joe Tracy, talking about the Scottish Cup final in 1987, says, "The day, the goal, the party after." Adrian Carslaw says 2009, where Billy Mehmet's penalties sent the buddies to Hampden, and then Billy doing obviously the dance, the customary dance that he normally does do, when St Mirren defeated Celtic here at the Paisley 2021 stadium. Remember to keep your Scottish Cup memories coming to us throughout the week by tweeting us at St Mirren Radio or using the hashtag First Fruit Friday. Remember, if you're outside the UK and Ireland, then that match is available to you on St Mirren TV at www.smfcuws.tv for just €6.99. First Fruit Friday. Do you know why that's called, Dalen?
Enlighten me, Shabari.
Well, it's because it's the first Friday night game of 2016, and whoever wins this tie will be the first side into the next round of the Scottish Cup. It's Partick Thistle on Friday, and they've been in some great form as late, with 4 wins from the last 6 games, a draw at Pittodrie, and a narrow late loss to Celtic. So how tough is this going to be for St Mirren, Dalen?
I think it's going to be very tough, Shabaris. I think when the draw was made in kind of late November, I might be right in saying that, late November, but I think Partick Thistle, they might have looked at the two sides and went, oh, they're quite similar, different leagues, but quite similar. And, you know, Partick Thistle got off to a horrid start to the season. St Mirren, a very inconsistent start to the season. They've lost their manager, got a new one. But I think, you know, since the 3rd of October, you know, they've started to turn it around, Partick Thistle. You know, they've only got 2 losses, as you've pointed out, in 11 games. And the last 2 games, they've drawn and lost. But they drew up at Pittodrie, which is not a bad result by any means. And they came very close to getting a point at Celtic Park, if it wasn't from a Lee Griffiths goal at the end. So it's going to be very, very hard. Whether St Mirren can win or not, we can always believe St Mirren can win at the Paisley 2021 stadium, regardless of the results or the form. But certainly, it's going to be a very tough one. Alan Archibald's team are a very tough team to beat.
What do you make of Alan Archibald's turnaround? Because at the start of the season, yep, which you've not mentioned yet, it was horrendous for him, wasn't it?
Yep. Up until that game against Dundee United at Fir Hill, you know, it's 6 losses on the bounce almost, so it's a pretty shocking bit of form. But, and you know, they're looking at themselves, Kilmarnock, Dundee United's well adrift now. Partick Thistle, they've turned it around. Killy have picked up a win or 2, so Partick Thistle are certainly going to come here. And we know, I mean, St Mirren can look at it and go, the pressure's on them. The Partick Thistle side, you know, they're the Premiership team. You know, they're coming to the Paisley 2021 stadium. They need to go and earn, you know, their stripes, in the sense that they shouldn't be getting beat off a Championship team. Whether that's right or wrong, who knows? But we can always hope and believe that St Mirren can go and achieve something here and get into the next round. But it will be a very, very tough game. And the likes of Chris Doolan, you know, they need to keep him quiet. I know they've lost Robbie Muirhead now back up to Dundee United, but, you know, it's going to be very tough.
Maybe a sense of optimism here, but the last 5 Scottish Cup ties here at the Paisley 2021 stadium, there have been 3 St Mirren wins, 1 draw and 1 defeat, and that 1 defeat was a narrow 2-1 loss to Celtic here. So there are positives here playing in Paisley, isn't there, in the Scottish Cup?
Yeah, it's a bit of a contrast to the league form, I must say. The league form here is not been great, to say the least. But they can look at that and go, well, the last time they got a win here, St Mirren, it was in the Petrofac Cup with Dunfermline. And his cup form isn't the league. You know, there's no points to be won. It's just getting through the next round of the Scottish Cup and, you know, creating a wee bit of magic and hope. So they can certainly give it their all. I'm sure Alex Ray will be working on with them, and it'll be an interesting game on Friday night, and I'm looking forward to it because it's two sides I'm sure they'll go for it. It could be a lot of goals in it.
You mentioned there about the cup games. They have been very good in the cup. Do you think it's down to the players' mentality to think, well, it's a cup game, you can win, and you have to win that game in the 90 minutes?
Yeah, I don't think if it, we can put a finger on, like, you know, the difference between, you know, like, as you said, they're the good form in the cup and you know, the pretty poor form in the league. But, you know, you can only hope that league form will turn round. But the cup form, as you said, has been really good. You know, they got through Berwick and Dunfermline here in the Petrofac. So, you know, it was unfortunate what happened with Livingston, you know, as in the League Cup. But it's a new cup, and there's a lot of memories, as you say, with 1987 and Billy Mamet in 2009. I'm sure there's a lot more along in between. But like it's gonna be a good. I think it'll be a good game, and I think, you know, the pressure's not on St Mirren to go out and win. I think it's all in Partick Thistle.
Now, you mentioned there earlier about goals, and there could be a lot of goals. Both defences are quite leaky. Partick have conceded 25 goals this season, just the 21 games. So they do concede goals in games. So, I mean, who can be the kind of playmaker? Who can be the big game changer on Friday night for St Mirren?
Well, I think if you've got to look at the playmaker is probably going to fall to Stevie Marlin. You want him to, you know, show he's that excellent form. You know, he's up against a Premiership team. There will be, I'm sure there'll be, like, a lot of eyes on him because he's a wonderful player. And just show them what kind of player he is. And if he can get the service to Lauren Shankland, then I'm pretty sure Shankland will put the ball into the back of the net. He's a poacher, Shankland, so, you know, feed him and he'll score.
Do you think it's also important to have a good defensive display and an organised display, because you don't want what happened against Livingston to kind of repeat itself again?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, I think the pressure, as much as, you know, St Mirren want to go as far in this cup as possible, the pressure's not on St Mirren to win this game. I think it's on Partick Thistle. So I think, you know, go out there, you've got nothing to lose, and just give them as much of a good game as you can. Play with a bit of freedom. And give the fans a good performance. And as you say, defensively, I know you don't want to lose goals, but I think if you just go out to try and win the game first and foremost, I think that's what's more important.
Finally, dealing a quick prediction for Friday night's game.
Oh, I don't know. probably 2-0, St Mirren on.
Oh no, here's hoping anyway. Thanks very much, Dylan.
No problem.
We'll be back on St Mirren Radio on Friday night from 6:30, and we'll bring live coverage of the Scottish Cup game. But until then, come on, you Saints.
You're listening to the St Mirren Show, brought to you by the University of the West of Scotland. Look at what you could learn at uws.ac.uk.